Hysteria by T.S. Eliot. As she laughed, I was aware of becoming involved in her laughter, until her teeth were only accidental scars of a talent for squad drill. I was drawn in by short gasps, inhaled at each momentary recovery, lost finally in the dark caverns of her throat, bruised by the ripple of unseen muscles. An oddly weight of trembling hands was spreading a pink and white checked cloth over the rusty green iron table, saying, "If the lady and gentleman wish to take their tea in the garden, if the lady and gentleman wish to take their tea in the garden." I decided that, if the shaking of her breasts could be stopped, then some of the fragments of the afternoon might be collected, and I concentrated my attention with careful subtlety, to this end.